This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We give a call. Let me know what you think. If you think I'm wrong, let me know. I'm okay with it. I hate to say it. I'm not trying to be mean or cold. I don't lose any sleep over some of you who write me or call in. Oh, Joe G. John. 90% of the time I'm there with your man, but I'm not on this one. Okay. Yeah, you know, I'm good. I'm good to discuss. It's all right. What do young people say? It's all good. And it's okay. As long as we're discussing. Now, you want to start yelling at me? Yeah, we're going to have a problem. You know what I'm saying? 855-ROLD-JOE, 855-732-5563. Hey, if you want to get text alerts that the show is starting, then simply text GOJO, one word. Can you get that one? Gojo, one word, to 77222. 77222. All right, let's get that. I got so many stupid, goofy little stories that I want to get to. And what's coming on now, later on, I'm gonna try to pull up this piece. You guys hear this this person called Mega Hulk. Yeah, I know. I knew it all this. What do you want from me? Mega Hulk. And apparently, he's a well-known black bodybuilder of some kind. So, he came on stage. I think it was a TPA event. He came on stage, and he was talking about how the man has been chipped away at. The honor for the man, the respect for the man, the need for men. Science haven't figured it out yet, so there's still a need for men, ladies. But the need for men, and the way they're portrayed in movies, I've been through this with you guys before. When you think about where we've come, look, one of my kids' favorite movies, and some of you are going to laugh, when they were little kids, there was a movie called Cheaper by the Dozen. And some of you probably don't even know about it. I think I had Myrna Loy in there, and I can't remember the other guy's name. And it was about a family who had 12 kids, and they did well. There's even a funny scene in there with in reference to Margaret Sanger. But the dad was well-educated. The mom, think about this. This is back in the 30s and 40s. The mom was well-educated, so both parents were well-educated people. Right? They were made ends meet. They worked together. It's a great movie. And then what do? As the left has to do to demean men, they come out with a cheaper by the dozen, newer version. I think Dennis Quaid was in it. And the father is a flaming buffoon. Mom is the professional. Dad can't keep the house together, can't keep the kids in line. I wouldn't even go see it. Just looking at the commercial clips. Why do they have to do that? Why does Hollywood always have to make the male out to look like the buffoon? Does it make them feel better? Do they think that's what people want to see? Because I can tell you now they don't. I can tell you now that all those years we were told that, you know, don't worry about what your kids are watching. TV doesn't affect them. It's just a TV show. They don't. It was all BS, wasn't it? Right? All of it was BS. When you see kids that have gotten in trouble for doing certain things, and I'm not stating robbery, but doing some dumb things on a school site or something like that, I saw so-and-so do it on TV. I guess TV doesn't affect them. Got that all wrong, huh? So we've had to put up with them making us look, or trying to make us look, I'm going to say trying, because they don't always succeed, trying to make us look like buffoons over the years. And we've allowed it to happen. You allowed it to happen. You know why? Because you went and rented those movies. I've asked plenty of people, how much of a stand are you really willing to take? How much of a stand are you really willing to get out there and take? Are you willing not to go to Disneyland anymore? I gave you a whole list of stuff that they were doing. Some of you have written me after the show and said, look, what you're talking about doing is we'd have to give up 80% or 85% of our entertainment. Oh, gee. I'm so sorry. Now, I'm not trying to be a jerk. I'm seriously. Work it through and think about it. You have to make it hurt their wallets. It's the only way you're going to win. Right? And what's more infuriating than anything else is that attitude. What am I supposed to do with my kids? What am I supposed to, you know, what am I supposed to watch? Where am I supposed to go? That's my favorite place to go. It's like, give it up. Find something else to do. Or, are you serious? Are you serious about making a change? Are you serious about suffering through a change? I don't think so. Not if that's your first response. And some of you are giggling because you know that's your first response. You know it. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I'm going to get back to the commonality here. Think about Pelosi, who claims to be a devout Catholic. I don't know what. Anybody know what Kamala Harris is? Now, don't write me nasties. Anybody know what she claims to be? I would love to know. Joe Messina, your host. You are listening to the Joe Messina Show. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Would you like to be $600 richer in the next 10 minutes? Then make a free phone call and switch your car insurance to AIS. We get it. Car insurance is boring. We make it fast, fun, and easy. You make one call. We shop dozens of the best car insurance companies and offer you a way to save up to $600 on your car insurance. There's so many special deals and discounts. The best way to get them is to call. Based on your area, we have special discounts for military, teachers, engineers, and good students. Even discounts for low mileage and accident-free drivers. AIS has tons of ways to save you money on your car insurance. Make a free call right now to see what you qualify for. New customers who switch to AIS save an average of $600.
800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. That's 800-396-0650.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Not that I care, but where is your husband?
Why, he's dead.
I'll bet he's just using that as an excuse.
We are back. You're listening to the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5562. Or head up to the website. A lot going on up there, too. And I do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with me and involved with me, and I really do mean that. I'm not just saying it to keep you around. Anyhow, I want to get back to this thing with the commonalities here, if you would. You know, it's funny how long the Democrats could not find God. I'm not beating on them all, right? But when you think all the way back to the days of Villaraigu, you know, Villaraigosa, when he ran the Democratic National Convention, and they tried to get rid of God in the platform. Now, let's be clear here. I'm not saying just because the Republicans have reference to God doesn't mean they're godly people necessarily. Don't get me wrong. But the Dems have gone even further with it. Not that they not mention God, they want him out of the platform. They want him out of everything. As Jerry Nadler and Schumer and others have let you know. But it's a real interesting thing going on here. Anybody know who, again, somebody maybe the chat room could look this up, or maybe knows already, is Kamala Harris. I mean, I don't know if she's a Catholic or a Buddhist or something. I know that they're kind of mixed in their family. So she invokes the name of Jesus and what she believes to be, you know, I love these people who don't believe in God. I mean, necessarily, they really don't. They believe in a higher power or some kind of power source in the sky. And they sit there and they work through the Bible. And they ponder on the Bible like you would ponder on the writings, of Socrates or something along those lines. But that's not what the Bible was meant to do. All right? I mean, seriously. The Bible doesn't say ponder to think yourself approved. It says study to show yourself approved. And it wants you to study so you know what it means. Exactly what it means. Like the one I love to bring up all the time. Is when the Bible talks about sleeping together in the Old Testament, it is not talking about having sex. Today, when we talk about sleeping together, we're talking about having sex. So you have to study, you have to understand what the original word was, what it means. In the Old Testament of the Bible, when it said he knew her, it'd be like he knew her because she was on the street every day, I don't know, selling cigarettes. No, he knew her because he had sex with her. That's how he knew her. And vice versa. So you have to study. So you want to see what these words mean, what they meant at the time, what they mean now. Thank you for that. See, I got the smartest people around. My chat room, apparently, I guess Kamala Harris is a Hindu or born into Hinduism. And her husband is a Jew. That's interesting. So anyway, so Kamala, she starts talking about Jesus and the Bible as if it's something to ponder. I wonder what Jesus meant here. I wonder what Jesus meant when he wrote this. I always find that interesting. Now you've got Nancy Pelosi. Now listen, this is no slight on my Catholic friends. Let's just be clear about this, okay? I grew up in Catholicism. I say the same thing now that I've always said. I wouldn't give up my Catholic upbringing for anything. Catholicism for me, my Catholic upbringing, taught me how to truly trust and love God. There was never a doubt in my mind whether he... That doesn't make me any better than some of you guys who did have doubt. That's not what I'm saying this. There was never doubt in my mind that God existed. Ever. Not one time. Now, whether I was paying attention to him or not, it's a whole different animal. You know what I'm saying? And I attribute that to the nuns I had, the teachers I had in the Catholic Church. So, when you get into this, and one thing I did know, we were not encouraged to read the Bible. And it wasn't because they didn't want you, because that's what some people say, well, of course they don't want you to read it, but no, that wasn't it at all. The biggest thing was that they felt like you couldn't understand it. Therefore, you would screw something up. Which, even people read it and say they understand it, have screwed lots of stuff up. Let's just be honest about it, okay? So, here's a clip with Nancy the Pelosi-nator talking about this. I think I got enough time to pull this off. Take a listen.
Speaker, there's a bill before the House that would prohibit taxpayer-funded abortion. It's been brought by Republicans 37 times for a vote on the House floor. But has been blocked by Democrats. Can you explain why?
It has been blocked by Democrats?
Well, it has been blocked for a vote, to allow a vote on the House floor. The bill...
But it hasn't been brought by Democrats.
Well, it hasn't been accepted.
Well, we will be voting on it. It was passed in committee. We think it is the right thing to do. It is something that many of us have... been concerned about for a long time as an issue of health, as an issue of fairness.
Now notice how she turned that around. Anybody catch that? He's specifically asking her why the Dems have been blocking a vote on this particular portion of the bill. She kind of dismisses the fact that it's the Democrats doing it, number one. Number two, she flips it. Now she's talking about the bill as a whole and how it's an issue of women's health. She is a great politician in the true sense of the term.
Yes, and we'll send the bills over to the Senate. We'll see. It may be.
No, I'm sorry. I think you misunderstood. It's a bill to prohibit taxpayer-funded abortions, to have money go to taxpayer-funded abortions.
Well, that's in the law. For Medicaid. You're talking about Medicaid. That's in the law. What we have in our bill is to overturn that. There's no need to have that. That is the law now.
Mm-hmm. And the reasons why to have it overturned?
Because it's an issue of health of many women in America, especially those in lower income situations and in different states. And it is something that has been a priority for many of us a long time. As a devout Catholic and mother of 5 and 6 years, I feel that God blessed my husband and me with our beautiful family, 5 children, 6 years almost to the day. But that may not be what we should, it's not up to me.
Does she hear what she's saying? Totally misses it. It's not worth finishing. Anyway, I find this really interesting. That they talk about this. They talk about saving women. They talk about being godly people. Same thing with Kamala Harris. She's talking about how getting the vaccine is a part of loving your neighbor. I can't find that one. Joe Messina, your host, listen to the Joe Messina Show. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. We're going to talk about manly men. That's right. Don't go far.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
Well, maybe I am.
If you're buying a diamond ring for your wife, it's not cool to be cheap. If you're buying airline tickets, it's very cool to be cheap and called Trip Amigo, where you can fly anywhere in the world and save up to 75% on over 500 airlines and 300,000 hotels. Plus, rental cars and vacation packages. Visit family, friends, or go on a once-in-a-lifetime vacation. Go ahead. Be cheap. We have special fares we're not allowed to publish. When you book your airline reservations with Trip Amigo, you'll spend your travel money when you get there, not by getting there. Call Trip Amigo now and mention the travel code Amigo and save even more. Call Trip Amigo now.
800-898-1427. 800-898-1427. 800-898-1427. That's 800-898-1427.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A computer network outage temporarily took down a number of websites belonging to a variety of companies, including Delta Airlines and Amazon. Akamai Technologies, a cloud service and web security company based in Cambridge, Massachusetts, said it was investigating the cause of its service disruption. In addition to Delta and Amazon, Capital One, British Airways, GoDaddy, Vanguard, UPS, LastPass, AT&T, and Costco were also affected by the domain name system failure. Akamai said the outage wasn't caused by a cyber attack. but didn't detail the source of the problem. The outage caused some Delta customers to be unable to check into flights using the airline's website. The Hill reported that the outage also affected the website of the upcoming 2020 Olympics in Tokyo. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
What I meant was, if we had a nice bungalow and I came home from work and you were standing by the gate, you came home from work and I was standing by the gate, that's more like it.
We are back at it again. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do want you to be engaged and involved. I mean, seriously. Listen, I found this guy. I mean, some of you may have known him for a long time. Stephen Davis. He's known as Mega Hulk. And when you see him, he is definitely a Hulk guy. But unlike a lot of us who try to talk about manhood and men and that kind of stuff, he just hits the nail on the head big time. And I hope we can make it through the whole thing, you know, time-wise. If we can't, I'll just carry it over into the next segment. But I want you to enjoy this for me. It's a little long for a radio show, if you would. But he is, there's no reason to get in his way. He is driving these points home. He's speaking at Turning Point USA 2021 at the Student Action Summit. I want you to hear this.
American flag, and they were toast that into battle to let everyone know who they are and what they represent. In the same way, we men have to do that ideologically. So when it comes to us being conservative men, we should not be hiding. Everyone should know that we are men who are conservative and stand for conservative values and precepts. Plain and simple. Plain and simple. We cannot be undercover conservatives. We cannot be undercover conservative men. If we're pro-life, we should be pro-life. Huh? We need to wave that banner proudly. If you are pro-man and wife, if you are pro-law enforcement, you wave that banner high. You let everyone know what it is that you stand for. That's what we do as men. We do not fall back. We want the world to know who we are and what we represent. That is our job. Now, I know that we face opposition. Some would say that our greatest opposition as men is a beautiful, liberalized woman. Some may even say that it's MSNBC, CNN, all that type of jazz. But the biggest threat to the conservative man is himself. His own fear. His own doubt. That'll bring a conservative man down. It's like our shield. We have our shield up. But the more you fear, the more you doubt in your abilities as a man, you lower your guard more and more. And now you're taking actual damage in which you're believing the lies of mainstream media. You're believing what it is. You're believing that your masculinity is toxic. Our masculinity is not toxic. We should believe in ourselves as men. We know who we are. And we gotta stand up when it comes to our purpose. Now, I have five bullet points when it comes to being a man. Number
one. Take notes. Seriously, I'm not joking. I mean, the guy is right on with this. We're not teaching this anymore. We're not teaching our young men to be men. Men of God, men in the community, husbands, fathers. We're not teaching that anymore.
But one, and I believe this with all my heart, you have to be godly. Number one, your faith should rely in God and God alone. That's where your strength comes from. Your strength comes from the Lord. So when you're weak as men, you can still be strong in the Lord. He will renew your strength. So be a godly man. Number two, and I believe this, oh my goodness. Number two, you are to be protective, right? Our job as men is to be protective. When it comes to our society, the left is having their way when it comes to our society. They're trying to tear us down bit by bit. In other countries, when you become of age, you are enlisted automatically into the army. And you got to fight for your army and serve for a couple years. But the same thing needs to happen when it comes to us men. The same exact thing. But it's for a lifetime, and this war is ideological. Right? So we have to stand up for what we know to be right. And our country is the greatest country in the daggone world. Let's go. The last bastion of hope. So we have to stand up for our country. It is
This guy can't be good. This can't be right. He's a black man talking about the last bastion of hope being these United States. This is the place to be. This is the one that offers opportunity. But we're letting it go because we're always saying, we'll let somebody else take care of it. We'll let somebody else deal with it. We'll let somebody else make it happen. And like I said, I know this is long, but this is worth listening to. Many of you will never go looking for this, which is why I'm playing it now.
Mandatory that we do so. Right? And number two, I don't care what you think you are, I don't care how many muscles you have, if you don't stand up for our women and children, you are not a man. It's that simple. It is that simple. In a day and age where they're coming after our women and children right now, transgenderism is tearing apart the very fabric of reality and saying a woman is nothing more than a wig and some cosmetic surgery. They're tearing apart womanhood. They do not care. The left does not care about womanhood. They're coming after our children. They're absolutely doing an all-out assault when it comes to our children. It is absolutely disgusting and despicable. And we men should be on the front lines. We are the first line of defense and the last line of defense when it comes to defending our women and our daggone children. It's that simple. It is that simple.
Anybody disagree with him? Because you can leave now. The first and last line of defense. That's what we're called to do. That's natural. That's Mother Nature. That's God. I know they hate this kind of conversation because they think that you're putting down women. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. I mean, as a woman, tell me how you feel about this. You seriously believe that a man that... Now, he's not saying lord over, dictate to. That's not what he's saying here. He's saying, look, my responsibility. That's the other thing, too. You guys, you think you're such men because, hey, I'm the head of the household. I'm supposed to be the... great. What about the other side of that coin? Are you taking care of your family? Are you feeding them? Do they have a place to sleep? Do they have a roof over their head? Is there food on the table? Are you treating their mother properly? Come on, work this through in your head. These guys that run around saying, I'm the head of my household, that's what the Bible says, that's great. That's wonderful. I'm really happy to hear that. But are you acting as a godly man? If you don't believe in God, you still got to take care of your family. To be a real man, you take care of your family. You do what it takes to make sure that they're safe, fed, comfortable. And that's what he's saying. There hasn't been anything here yet that I disagree with. But people on the left, their heads are exploding all over the place. Because you're suggesting that a woman needs a man to take care of her. I don't believe that at all. I know plenty of women that don't need a man to take care of them. But that's not how we were designed. We were designed to be together. Two of us to be together. Two of us. We bring strengths. We both bring strengths and weaknesses to this. Men bring a different dynamic to the table. Women bring a different dynamic to the table. Simply in raising children. See if we can squeeze out another minute here. What do you think?
That's what it is to be a man. Your job is to protect. Number three, we have to be disciplined. As men, we have to be disciplined. We have to be focused. We have to stay focused. We are to never waver for our morals and for our purpose. Because every man in here has purpose. Every man has a purpose that you need to fulfill. And I know the trappings of the left can be absolutely alluring. It can be beautiful. But you got to stand on the courage of your convictions and not waver when it comes to your purpose. I'll say this. Jesus, he ate and talked with tax collectors and sinners. But he did not sin with them. As men, we're in this liberalized world. We can talk. We can break bread. We can associate. But we are not to sin with them.
Is that so hard to understand? Joe Mancini, your host. You're listening to the Joe Mancini Show. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback, and they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100 the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Is it true you're getting a divorce as soon as your husband recovers his eyesight?
We are back. You are listening to the Joe Messina Show right here on the Genesis Communication Network. So much appreciate the time that you're spending with us. I don't know if this is true or not, but somebody just sent me a quick story that said that since I was talking about the numbers last night, that Georgia mailed out over 7 million ballots, even though the state only has 5.6 million registered voters. Now, chances are it like happened here in California. We got several ballots here that didn't belong to us, shouldn't have been mailed here. And if that's the case, if somebody filled them in and sent them back, you know, think of all the extra votes that took place. No, really, in all sincerity. It's craziness going somewhere to happen, is it not? As I said before, 855-ROAD-JOE, 855-732-5560. Got to get involved. Got to get engaged. You got to do something more than scream and yell. Right? No, really. You have to be ready to go. So I think before we went to break, one of the things that I was talking about, one of the things I was working on was the you just heard this MAGA Hulk guy, who, I'm sorry, I must have had my head in a cave for the last whatever. Him coming forward, speaking all those things you can't talk about. You know, the worst stuff out of my community that I had been thinking about, I pulled exploratory papers to talk about looking into running for city council. Now, that's all great. Again, just looking into it, if you would. And right away, they pull some article or some speech that I did a few years back. Quite a few years back, actually. And in there, in one of the sections of it, it talks about men being men and boys being boys. And the funny thing about it is the article, or the story, is true. Men and boys are being left behind. Studies show that more resources are being poured into female education and training than male education. Even academia, who are not godly, who are not political, say the same thing. They went so overboard because they had left the females behind for so long that they kind of left the boys fall by the wayside. Studies show that strong men in the home and community make for a better society. Our young men need to be trained up. Don't let them go. Don't let this thing fall because you're afraid of what's going to be. I don't care what they say about me. Right? I mean, it's that simple. It's that simple. Our young men need to be trained up to be men, real men. We want to teach them how to be godly husbands, fathers, community leaders, how to lead in a godly and loving fashion, not dictatorial as slave owners, but with the love and the patience of God. I'm sorry, I'm kind of missing what's wrong with this. Right? This isn't a politically correct thing. My job is to teach young men how to live and love like the biblical Christ, not by the left-leaning Christ, not by the Don Lemon Christ. It's really that simple. And what is so bad about doing that? They're having a fit over it. I think it's hilarious. So I'd love to have guys like this around. I'd love to have guys like this be able to teach and speak to our young men and women. And not to convert them. Although that wouldn't be bad, but still, not to convert them. The goal is not to pound on somebody to get them to convert. The goal is to teach and speak into somebody's life so they understand their value. What is their value? What is the value of a young person? We measure value in happiness. No, think about it. Our parents start talking about how if the kids aren't happy, if the kids don't think you're doing the right thing, then we're doing something wrong. My old joke with my kids was if they weren't telling me that I hated them three times a week or they hated me, then I wasn't doing my job. My job isn't to make them like me. My job isn't to make them happy with my decisions. I know, somebody's going to throw me the scripture, you're not supposed to cause your children to wrath, right? Agreed. That means you don't put so much pressure on them, you don't burden them down so much that the only place they can go is to wrath. You think me punishing my son and telling him he can't use my car because he got cheating on a test or something, he got caught cheating on a test? He's not going to be mad, so am I not supposed to punish him because he's going to be mad? That's what I'm talking about. That is not what that meant. I know people believe it's what it meant, but it's not what it meant. It's 5 Real Joe, 855-73. I feel like I repeat myself a lot, I'm sorry. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Now, even though that Nancy Pelosi is pushing hard, I think the states are the ones that should block the abortion funding. No, really, seriously. We've done without it this long. We don't need to have it. Right? If you want it that bad, Planned Parenthood gets $1 billion from the federal government a year. Already. Why do they need more money? Come on, help me understand. Why do they need more money? Republicans have unveiled legislation to block federal funding of colleges that offer abortions. So pro-life groups, they're pretty happy about the congressional Republicans that introduced this legislation. At a press conference Wednesday, Representative Chip Roy out of Texas, a Republican out of Texas, and Senator Steve Daines, a Republican out of Montana, laid out the Protecting Life on College Campus Act of 2021. Now, you know it won't go anywhere, right? No, really. I mean, the Dems have control of the floor. At the event hosted by two pro-life groups, Students for Life of America, the lead sponsor of legislation, illustrated the need to protect college students and pre-born children with this legislation. It's very important. You know, I met with the, got to be 8 years ago now. I met with the Students for Life of America. We sat down and went through what they were doing and how they were doing it. And not that I made this happen. Maybe I solidified it for them. I don't know. But they were all about God, which is fine. I'm all about God, too. And they were going to go to these courts and pound the table and let them know, no uncertain circumstances, that God was not happy with abortion. They were pretty animated about it, too. And when they were done, I was like, well, let me tell you what. The court doesn't care whether God's happy or not. They looked at me dumbfounded. Like I didn't care, right? I said, you don't understand something. We've gotten so far away from that. Right? That we've gotten so far away from the God thing in our courts that is not an argument to have. The argument should be, when does life begin? If a heartbeat is when life begins, then shouldn't that also hold true when the baby is in the womb? Again, I know some of you would like me to go right at conception, but I'll take baby steps. Pardon the pun. I'll take, really, seriously, give me a little bit of time. I'll get there. Legislation is the next logical step, he said, in the quest to protect life. He lamented the rapid rise in the share of chemical abortions, which is the abortion pill, which, frankly, you can get. California passed a law a few years back that you can actually get these in colleges. Right, you get, and not just get them in colleges, you get them in the machine. As a percentage of all abortions, remember, abortions were supposed to be safe and few. Right? Protect mom's life, safe and few. It's a medical decision made by the mother and the doctor. That was what the Supreme Court tried. Matter of fact, and they specifically said, in the third trimester, only if the mother's life is at risk. I want you to think about that. We're so far from that, it's pathetic. If it was a law, why isn't it being upheld? We don't uphold our laws. You know that already. Anyway, the abortifacient pills, they've increased from 6% of all abortions back in 2001 to close to 40% today. So you don't even have to go into a clinic to get it done anymore. Again, safe and few. Remember that? Some of these places, they're buying these and popping them like those little Pez tablets of old. Now, the law, California law, provided the impetus to introduce this legislation. Because starting in 2000 or 2023, every public university in California will be required to provide chemical abortion pills to students. You think about that. Is that what you send your kids to college for? I mean, I know, it's wild times in college, and that's why I always jokingly say you don't have to teach sex education in college. They got that figured out. Now we're only going to make it, not only going to make it easy and legal and everything else for them to have sex, but they can take care of the issue the next day. All right. Joe Messina, your host. I got to go calm down. Joe Messina, your host. You are listening to Joe Messina Show. Andrew Kay joins me in the next hour. Don't go far.